Greetings again, New Year travelers. As you have come to today's New Year launching pad daily devotion, it's Pastor Bob broadcasting from the upper room in the parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, within eyesight of the great and beautiful Vine Street Christian Church. Well, glad to be with you today. We have been getting ourselves together, getting our act together here. So we filed in all the monks, got them up. They were sleeping in late. And they're now chanting our divine Gregorian chant, the chant of the mystics. And we have lit the wick for this occasion, the pink sand candle sitting in the cinnamon cider wax. It's just a beautiful sight. From above, the colors that blend and the scent. And of course, we've got the great Vitacup morning coffee, the Rubios and chamomile, kind of a red coffee. It's the best first thing in the morning tea there is. I'm sorry, I just called it a coffee. Shows you how effective it is. You know how you try to go to sleep at night sometimes, but those committee meetings in your head don't want to adjourn. The monkeys are still gathering and bringing up issues and raising concerns, and you know, you're a victim of all that, and then you finally fade away, fall asleep, and then you get up in the morning the next day, and the monkeys are waiting for you to wake up so they can restart their meetings. And as you're laying there in bed, you're getting the same feeling. There's too much to do. There's too much going on. I'd rather just stay here in my safe, warm spot with my pillow. You ever feel that way? Well, try this tea. This tea cures that. Something happens when you drink this tea. And it puts all the monkeys to sleep. It knocks them out. For a couple hours, they're just knocked out. Something about the aroma or the flavor or the tastes. And all the monkeys just go to sleep. And you're free to do things like read a daily devotion or have a nice prayer time. Start your day on the right way. Okay, enough about plugging tea, right? I have been known to do that on occasion. Let's come to our devotion. Michael Casey's book, Balaam's Donkey, brings us this devotion today. And I hope it's applicable to your life right now in this moment. It's called anxiety. Speaking of crazy monkeys holding meetings in our head, anxiety. You know, I kind of go through cycles in my own life. I wonder if this happens to you too. Let's just start with this position. I'm feeling God's presence in a very strong way. And that kind of extends through my days and my weeks and really feeling good. And God has given me peace and contentment and eyes to see how God is working and to notice Him when He's around me through other people, and all is well. And then something happens, usually something big. You know, it might be a health issue. It might be a pandemic, right? It might be a concern for a loved one. Any number of things could happen that shakes the foundations of that peace and contentment. And my first response always seems to be, now I've got to take care of this. So I lose my connection with God's presence, and it all comes back to Bob, and I'm going to see how I can figure this out and make it better. And of course, I know going into it that I can't control everything that I become anxious about. And so I kind of sweat it out and shake it out for a while, feeling anxious, feeling the anxiety of the world, and comes to a point finally where I go back to God and I get on my knees and I try my best to hand this off, whatever it might be, to God. And over a few days and weeks, the feelings of God's presence come back, filled with peace and contentment. Well, if that happens to you at all, anytime, perhaps this devotion will help you. It's called anxiety. Here's what Michael Casey says. It sometimes seems to me that the commandment most often broken is that contained in the words of Jesus, "Do not be anxious." Do not be anxious. The theme is resurgent throughout the New Testament. Jesus says things like, "You worry and are anxious about so many things, yet only one is necessary." Or he says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added to you besides." Or he says, "Cast your care upon the Lord." Or he says, "When you stand before kings and governors," again and again, the New Testament insists that anxiety is a denial of our faith in the God who loves us and in the providence that arranges all things for our ultimate benefit. Listen to that again. The New Testament insists that anxiety is a denial of our faith in the God who loves us and in the providence that arranges all things for our ultimate benefit. Jesus promised 100-fold to those who made sacrifices to follow him, even though, inevitably, there would be some form of collateral persecution. So it's hard to continue believing in a loving God when bad things happen to good people. Jesus himself recognized that the scandalous behavior of some could cause others to fall away. And we ourselves see this more often than we should. It simply means that it is of the nature of faith that it has to grapple with apparent contradictions when events run counter to our expectations. The last thing, the thing we have to do when hard times roll over us, is to hold fast to what we have experienced as true. Meanwhile, battening down the hatches as we are tossed about by the storm. God writes straight on crooked lines. And as long as God is in control, eventually all will be well. Why don't you put this in your memory or write it down for future times, maybe today. God writes straight on crooked lines. And as long as God is in control, not us, but God, eventually all will be well. As a child, Michael Casey writes, the Downey Flake restaurant, with its automated donut-making machine in the window, seemed to me about as close to heaven as you could get. Lots of sugary treats and no vegetables. I remember that it had a poem on its menu. As you ramble on through life, brother, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. In other words, think positive. Troubles of various kinds afflict everyone. When they strike, we need to look beyond immediate hardship and refresh our memories of the firm promises of God. God says, "My grace is sufficient for you." It is still hard going, but in eternity, we will look back on these slight, momentary afflictions in a spirit of wonderment, saying with St. Paul, "In all these things we have overcome because of him who has loved us. For nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God." Amen. Well, don't forget our Sunday service tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time on Vine Street Christian Church Facebook. That will be live. And we're looking forward to having you join us. Now, on a personal note, for those who were disrupted from their meditative state while listening to the daily devotion yesterday, Us and Them, by some words of Pastor Bob, describing what kind of questions we tend to ask when we see people who cause us fear or alarm, or who are just so unlike us that we find them hard to confront without judging them. And one of the questions I threw out that we shouldn't be asking, but yet always do, is, what the heck is your problem? Only I didn't say heck. What came out was H-E double hockey sticks. And that was a completely natural and normal expression that I didn't, it just came to me. It was, you know, I was on a roll. It seemed like something the world would say, but I didn't want it to disrupt any of your worship service. So if it did, I apologize. If it didn't, I know you understand it was set in the context of what the world says, not of what I say. And I especially apologize to Mom, who had the pleasure of hearing her own son speak words like H-E double hockey stick on a daily devotion from Vine Street Christian Church. Such as it is, I regret doing that, and if the Holy Spirit leads me in that direction again, I will try to catch it before it escapes. But I still find it an accurate reflection of what the world says, just for the record. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we come to you by way of many difficulties and temptations. Give us courage to face these difficulties and not be downcast. And when we do fail, give us the grace of resilience so that we may come to you boldly for cleansing and healing and liberation. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord and King. Amen.